enthroned on the praises of your people. Lord, we agree in unity.
Good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to welcome you to all Block Talk listeners all around the world to this Saturday morning worship service. And we just thank God for another day's journey. Amen. As always, we'll start with our proclamation, scripture, and prayer. We will start with our proclamation, scripture, and prayer, and at Word of Christ Ministries.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Oh, can you hear me now? Sorry. Oh.
We're going to start with our proclamation scripture and prayer by Ms. Mary Tate.
Okay, the proclamation, why we are here proclamation. We proclaim that Jesus the King preexisted as God the Son, was sent by God the Father, took on human flesh in fulfillment of God's promise to David, died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, was buried, was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and appeared to many witnesses, is enthroned at the right hand of God as the ruling Christ, has sent the Holy Spirit to his people to effect his rule, and will come again as the final judge to rule. The scripture today is Jesus has risen, Luke 24, 1 through 12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you, while we are still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. Please bow your head in prayer. Lord God, our Father, we ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will participate in this worship service now and later. Father, we thank you today for this opportunity to offer you some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. We pray that our songs, prayers, and the preached word lift Jesus so that all who are lost today will be found. We ask that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. We ask that you bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey. We thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Deaconess Mary Tate.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
We have a beautiful day. Thank you.
You too.
Okay, now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be blessed with our song selection service with our very own Shepherd Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
lift your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Every praise, every honor, every word of worship, we wanna hold.
Every praise,
every praise, every praise,
every praise.
Never get enough of your love, Lord. Never, never get enough. Pastor O, you always take us there, and we just thank you. We thank you for those blessings of songs and faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged. Thank you. Which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. So following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own man of God, assistant pastor, Jonathan Tate. So meet us at the altar and prepare to receive assistant pastor, Jonathan Tate. Pray to the Lord. Amen.
Chances anyway, and then my life came crashing down. Robo spinning down and down. There's no one to blame but me. Yeah, I'm feeling so much hurt and shame, and I'm in excruciating pain. Cause I didn't do it right for you. I took for granted all you do, and now a shell is all that remains.
To praise you and to worship you, to magnify the name of Jesus. right now, Lord, we confess that we haven't done things the way you want us to, and we have sinned against you. We ask for forgiveness, Lord. We confess those sins before you, and we ask for forgiveness of those sins, Lord, and that you cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for your word today. We thank you for praise and worship, Lord, that it would be genuine from our hearts and our spirits, Lord, and our souls to you. The least that we can do is give you praise and thanks and worship and to be grateful. No matter what's going on, no matter what storms we're dealing with or going through, we should know that you're going through with us and that all we have to do is hold your hand and follow your lead. Lord, we thank you for the preached word today. We pray, Lord, that you will strengthen and encourage the preacher this morning to share your word, word that you've ordained for this audience. We thank you for our brothers and sisters all over the world. We thank you, Lord, for safe travels. We thank you for all that you do, Lord. You first loved us, and you care so much about us. We simply say thank you for being our Father, our Savior, our Comforter, our Friend, our Redeemer, our Healer, our Provider. Lord, for those who are sick, shut in, we pray, Lord, right now that you would lift them up and encourage them. Pray, Lord, for those who are going through, whether it's frustrations or finances or whatever it is, Lord, we pray that you would move forward on their behalf and fix it. We say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Power, power, power is prayer. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Pastor John the Faith, for praying and making our request known to God. We appreciate you. Have a beautiful day.
You do the same.
Thank you. Okay. So far, we are having a great time this morning. With more to come, I want to say thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, to be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Be the reason someone smiled today. Share the love, joy, and the blessing. Amen. Okay, time for the preach word. A message from God. The best part, icing on the following this selection, the next voice you will have the pleasure of hearing is our very own man of God, Associate Pastor Terrence Tate. Prepare to receive Associate Pastor Terry Tate as he comes in his own way with the word from the Lord. Let's receive him with a warm and open heart after this selection. Amen.
Holy, 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 holy is the Lord.
Let us bow down before the Lord God, our Maker. Let's get intimate, yo. Let's worship Him.
Cast down my crown to worship you in spirit and truth. As I see you on the throne, I see your train fills the roof. I'm on bended knees, hands extended, closed eyes. Holy, holy, holy is Lord the Most High. What with me? I'm a man with unclean lips. And I live amongst the people who's on the same trip. Then when Sarah flew to me with coal in his hands, touched me on my lips, said I was a brand new man. As the foundation shook, he's asking, who shall he send? I said, send me, Lord, I'll commit to faithful men. Sometimes, Lord, I feel like I don't give you enough to count of pure joy, to persevere when times get tough. So I'll keep a concentrated relationship fixed on you. I keep my eyes to the hills so I can have a right view. I stand in awe of you, how you measure the earth with the palm of your hand, and yet and still you want to be friends with such an unclean man. So like John, I fall prostrate on this island of life. I worship you, recognizing you in power and might, glory and light, eternal in sight, blameless and right, creator of life, thief in the night, Jesus the Christ.
I see the Lord seated on the temple with glory.
of my head, divine works all around me. I can't get past the evidence, the fact that you're invisible to me is irrelevant. I know you're heaven sent straight to the virgin birth. Gave me a second chance, even after man's curse. A third, a fourth, a fifth, and a sixth. You wore my crown of thorns, you took my licks as they spit in your face. Off the cross of sin and you embraced. Now I understand what's the meaning of grace. I war against the flesh, can't wait till the day that you come. Cause every day I'm rewriting Psalm 51. From the weak to the dumb, you make us shine like pearls. Got a new engagement, broke up with that girl named World. The relationship wasn't fruitful, I was Satan's pupil. They told me you was an unfair God, I believe those lies. I know the truth now, cause you've been fair since creation. Man failing and you gave man emancipation. I know the saying, one sin can make man fall. But with one drop of blood, he can save us all. I'm a living sacrifice, I lay my life upon the altar. I pray to have faith that don't forsake you like a martyr. I have a desire, that's to know you more. I have no choice to live holy, cause I see the Lord. Full of his glory, and the foundations of the threshold tremble at the voice of him who called out. While the temple was filled with smoke, I said to myself, woe is me, for I am ruined, because I'm a man with unclean lips, and I live amongst a people with unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one seraphim flew to me with burning coals in his hands. He touched me on my lips, said my iniquity is taken away and my sins forgiven. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, who shall I send? Who will go for us? Then I said, here I am. Send me.
Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, we thank you for providing us with another day to hear from you, Lord. We thank you for the provision that you've already made. We thank you for another day that we haven't seen before. Father, we just ask, I just ask that you have your way in me and move me totally out of the way so you can get the glory, so you can get the honor in this word that you have given me to preach. It is in your holy and precious and marvelous name, I pray this prayer. Amen. Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners all around the world. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners. Today's message is going to be directed toward the people who don't want Jesus to be their Lord and Savior. And we have so many people who don't want the Lord to be their, don't want Jesus to be their Lord and Savior. So this message is for those who might not want Jesus to be their Lord and Savior, or who haven't been told about the good news of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell us about the challenge that the Lord has given us as a church, as far as our testimony goes later. But the title of today's message is Jesus is the Only Way to Heaven. Jesus is the only way to heaven. And the scripture that the Holy Spirit gave me to use is John chapter 14, verse 6, which goes like this. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except through me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except through me. You know, to all the non-believers of Jesus Christ, there is only one way you can get to heaven when you die, and that's through accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You cannot get to heaven by asking. No way. You cannot get to heaven by rejecting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. There's no way you can get to heaven by rejecting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it reads like this. There is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. If you put a battery with frayed wires in your car, you will have all kinds of issues with your car. But if you put a battery with unfrayed wires in your car, you will have no issues with your car. Jesus is the engine to your new life of freedom and of salvation. Salvation is free. Salvation is free in Jesus. But everything will cost you. But living under the devil will cost you everything. Let me say that again. Salvation in Jesus is free. But living under the devil will cost you everything. Jesus paid it all so that you would be able to experience eternal life in heaven. All you have to do is say, Lord, I want to be free of this bondage. John chapter 8, verse 32 says this. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5 says, for he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. To those of you who are listening to this broadcast who might not want Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, Jesus died for you so that you would be able to experience the eternal life in heaven that God had for you. The Bible says if you deny me before man, I will deny you before my Father. You do not want to be denied by the Father in heaven. You do not want to hear the Lord say, let me rephrase that. When you get to heaven, you do not want to hear the Lord say, I never knew you because you denied me. In Romans chapter 10, verse 13, it says this. Anyone that calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. John chapter, you do not want to continue to deny the resurrected King and the resurrected Lord of Lords, who paid the ultimate price for you. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, it says, For I have washed away your sins in my own blood. Who else would do that? Nobody else will wash your sins away in his own blood but Jesus. Jesus is the only way to heaven. Jesus is the only way that you can experience the salvation and the saving grace of our Heavenly Father. In John chapter 3, verse 16, it says this, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. 17 says, For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. All of your sins, past, present, and future, have already been forgiven. And you know why your sins have already been forgiven? Because God loves you enough to place them in the sea of forgiveness and remember them no more. Don't worry about the lifestyle that you're living. Jesus can clean you up from that lifestyle. Don't worry about the foul language that comes out of your mouth. Jesus can stop you from saying that foul language. All you have to do is make him your Lord and Savior, and your life will be transformed from a life of bondage into a life of beauty. There's an old song that I like to listen to, and it says, Something beautiful, something good, all of my confusion, he understood. All I have to offer him is brokenness and strife. But he made something beautiful of my life. Let me ask you a question. Do you want to experience the beautiful life that Jesus has for you? Or do you want to continue to live under the grips of sin? Do you want to experience the beautiful life that Jesus has for you, or do you want to continue to live under the bondage of sin? John chapter 1, verse 29, says this. It says, "Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the whole world." Every sin that you've committed, past, present, and future, is in the sea of forgiveness. All you have to do is, you don't even have to get on your knees. All you have to do is open your heart and say, "Jesus, I want you to be my Lord and Savior. I no longer want to be living under the bondage of sin. I want to be set free, because you said in John chapter 8, verse 32, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed." John chapter 10, verse 10 says this: "Satan comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly to the full." Let me ask you another question. Do you want that abundant life that Jesus had for you? Or do you want to keep letting the devil, do you want to keep letting Satan have control of your life? I would suggest that you choose Jesus, because Jesus is the resurrected King, and he is the resurrected Lord of Lords. Who else would say, "I'll go to the cross for my brothers and sisters"? Nobody. Who else would say, "I'm willing to be beaten beyond recognition so that my brothers and sisters can experience my salvation"? Who else loves you enough to tell you? Who else loves you enough to tell you how much you're worth to them? Nobody but Jesus. You are too valuable to God to deny the saving grace of Jesus Christ. You are too valuable to God to deny the experience of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, if you deny me before man, I will deny you before my Father. Don't deny Jesus, because he died for you so that you could experience the free gift of salvation. Who else would do that? If you don't choose Jesus, if you do not choose Jesus, you are denying yourself the chance to be free from your sins and from yourself. If you don't choose Jesus, you are denying the true and living God. And to those who, to those that are listening to me that do believe in Jesus Christ, the only reason why most non-believers reject Jesus as their Lord and Savior is because the church has diluted our testimony. Church, we can't afford to dilute our testimony. And what I mean by that is we cannot just keep on trying to tell somebody about Jesus by just giving them the sweet part of our testimony. Sometimes we have to be ugly with our testimony. Sometimes we have to tell the ugly parts of our testimony because the ugly part of our testimony is what is going to penetrate a non-believer. The ugly part of our testimony is the only thing that will penetrate a non-believer's heart. Now, I know it's going to be hard, but our testimonies have been diluted for way too long. We have to be comfortable when it comes to reaching people for the... We have to be comfortable and willing to be authentic when it comes to telling people about Jesus, because we're ambassadors for Christ. We have been tasked with spreading the Great Commission, and we, church, we can't afford to keep diluting our testimonies, because if we keep diluting our testimonies, then non-believers won't want to experience the free salvation of Jesus Christ. We can't keep giving the world sugar water when it comes to Jesus. We have to be willing to give black coffee sometime when it comes to telling people about Jesus, because if we would just be willing and ready to give black coffee when it comes to telling people about Jesus, that is what is going to transform a non-believer's life. And to those that maybe to those that might be listening who might not want Jesus to be their Lord and Savior, don't go another day without making Jesus your Lord and Savior. Because if you go another minute or another second or another day or another hour without making Jesus your Lord and Savior, you will continue to let Satan have his grip on you. And once Satan has his grip on you, he will not let you go. So make the decision to make the choice to make Jesus the your Lord and Savior. Because when you get home, when you get to your heavenly home, you do not want to hear the Lord say, "I deny you. I never knew you because you denied me." Don't deny the giver. Don't deny the giver of life, who is Jesus Christ. Because it cost Jesus everything to come. It cost Jesus every single thing to come down and die on the cross for your sins. But it doesn't cost you a thing to say yes to Jesus. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. Matter of fact, say this after me. Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Lord and Savior. I no longer want to live in bondage. I want to be your masterpiece instead of the devil's pawn piece. I want to inherit eternal life in heaven. I want to be yours. I surrender my life to you. I want to be free. If you pray that prayer with me, then you have just became a follower of Jesus Christ. And if you are a non-believer of Jesus Christ, if you have just been transformed into a believer of Jesus Christ, get into a Bible-based church. It doesn't have to be run of a Christ Ministries, but get into a true Bible-believing church and sit up under a pastor that teaches the Word of God with no sugar on it, and watch Jesus transform your life. Oh, Heavenly Father, what a privilege it was to preach your word to your people. And I thank you for the challenge you gave me to give to your people about not watering down our testimonies. Because you're the one that told me if the church keeps watering our testimony down, that non-believers won't want to experience your saving grace. Father, I thank you for the opportunity that you have given me to preach. I didn't preach this word so that I would be glorified. I preach your word in the way that you had me convey your word so that you would be glorified. To God be the glory, and it is in your precious and holy name that I pray this honest prayer. Amen.
Stay here forever. I belong here. and I belong here.
Amen. I really, 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 really love that song. I really love that song. There is a place for you. There is a place for me in the body of Christ. Like, when Jesus came and did what he did for us, it was for everybody, okay? It was for everybody, not just the years that he walked this earth. You know, the doors didn't shut if you didn't get in during those 33 years that, you know, Jesus was alive, because then obviously we wouldn't be here on Blog Talk Radio still preaching Jesus Christ and accepting him as our Lord and Savior today. And when I think about that song and I think about, you know, there's a place for you, there's a place for me, in the body of Christ, we're all here in this world, and we're all, you know, the world tries to get you to conform to it, its standards, its ways of living. And although God created the earth, the world, the universe, sun, moon, stars, everything, he didn't create us to conform to its ways, because let's be real, Satan runs this world, okay? He's like the landlord of earth right now. But this is still God's world. This is still God's creation. We're still God's creation. So the world wants you to conform to its standards. You know, the world tells you, yeah, we got a place for you, but you have to denounce Christ or act like he doesn't even exist. But he does. And like I said a couple of weeks ago, if you do not belong to Christ and you are not serving Christ, you are by default on Satan's team. Whether you're choosing him or not, you're on his team. But guess what? Satan doesn't care about you. He hates everything because God created everything. So who doesn't want the benefits of something? Okay, I'll be honest with you. I don't love my job, okay? Most people don't. Most people do what they do to get a paycheck, get benefits, provide for themselves, do what they got to do. Okay, but most people are not going to take a job if they have options that don't come with benefits. I'm sorry, but I don't know that I would want to deal with what I deal with on my job every day if I didn't get decent pay and have great benefits. Okay, so let's be real. There's benefits to belonging to Jesus Christ. Pastor Terrence told us that Jesus did the hard work. Pastor Jonathan reminds us all the time, part was done. Okay, Jesus giving up everything, everything to come down here in human form to be degraded, humiliated, mistreated, everything bad that you could think of that could happen to a person that low-key doesn't happen to us, okay? Jesus went through for us. He still went to the cross after all of that, when he could have been like, you know what, all these people down here, they're crazy, and they're not going to do what I tell them to do, so I'm going back to you, Father. He didn't. In the garden, before crucifixion, he was praying, sweating, okay, almost drops of blood. Look, is this another way? Can we do this another way? Do I have to go to the cross? But nevertheless, thy will be done. Jesus went to that cross, took that punishment for us that none of us can handle, could have handled, nor would we be willing to handle it for someone else. Like, there's one person in this world who's living, okay, that I would do that for. And even then, I might be like, I don't really know. Okay, so most of us, we don't step in place for other people to take their punishment. But Jesus did that for us. He did that for us. And it's not so much that he just went to the cross and he died, but the celebration is that he rose on the third day, so death, hell, nor the grave could hold him. So, yes, he did the hard work. And, yes, it may be difficult for us when we accept Christ to have to give things up. Yes, it is hard to watch your mouth, okay? It is hard to not maybe say bad words if you're a cusser, okay? Yeah, it may be hard to put things down, put bad things down, because our flesh and our spirit are always going to be conflicting, okay? But imagine how much harder it is to try to develop good habits and let go of bad habits if you don't have Christ. Okay, we're flesh. We're human. We're going to do what our bodies tell us to do, and it is very hard to do the opposite. Okay, something as simple as eating the right stuff, which you would think is simple, is not so simple. Something as, you know, easy as, hey, just don't gamble. Don't play the lottery today. Don't go over that person's house, or don't do this or don't do that. Yeah, we all may have good intentions, but are we going to do what our bodies tell us to do? So the only way that you can do the right things in this life is by having the Holy Spirit in you. He's your guide, your companion, your counselor, the one who advises you on what the word of the Lord says so that you can choose another way and choose the way that's right. And the only way that's right is the Lord's way. So I really, really hope that you listen to Pastor Terrence Tate's message today, because, again, Jesus did the hard work for us. And, yes, while it may be hard for us to change our bad habits, we can do any and everything through Christ who gives us strength. Jesus knows that we in here in these bodies on this earth and we struggle, but he did not go through anything that we don't go through. So if he's an overcomer and you're in Christ, by default, you can overcome, and you are an overcomer, not I will overcome. You are already an overcomer. So you have to speak victory over your life. Amen. And so we just want to thank Pastor Tate for the word that he brought to us today. And again, I really hope you listen to what he said when it comes to belonging to Christ, because the clock is ticking, and it's ticking very, very fast. And you get no take two when your last breath on this earth has been taken. It's a wrap after that. Okay? You don't get another opportunity. So you really, 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 really want to choose Jesus. Amen? Amen. So good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. It's the second Saturday in the month of March. Once again, we want to thank Pastor Terrence Tate for that amazing word that he brought to us today. Thank you for the time and the studying and the scriptures that you give us. To make it clear that we need to choose Jesus. And then that's why I get saved a couple times a week, because, whew, I'm good on Saturday, y'all. I'm really good on Sunday. Monday through Friday, I'm a straight heathen, okay? And I say that and jokingly. Obviously, you only have to get saved one time, but look, you need Jesus, okay? Anything good in you comes from Christ. Everything that's bad in us, Jesus don't have nothing to do with that, so you need Jesus, amen? So just by way of some announcements, Sunday, okay, we have our in-person Sunday school that begins at 9 a.m. Our teacher is Pastor Janice Tate, and then we segue into our Sunday worship service that begins at 10 a.m. with our praise team leading us in song of worship, all right? So Pastor O will be bringing the word tomorrow, so just make sure to come on out. We are located at 27085 West Outer Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. Again, Sunday school begins at 9 a.m., and our worship service begins at 10 a.m. So I just want to say this really quickly. Don't forget that we do have a new telephone number. If you called our old 646 number, if you're calling that, you're not going to get us. You're not going to find us. So hopefully everyone has found their way to us in our new Blog Talk Radio number. If by some chance you need to share it with someone because they are still calling the old number, our new number is 515-605-9781. Again, 515-605-9781. Share that with people who may be having a hard time getting on, calling the old number, reaching out to you, saying, hey, it's not working. You say, oh, yeah, by the way, we got a new number, and here it is. Amen? So just make sure you update this number in your contact so you don't miss out what we have going on here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen? So Monday, Minister Lachelle Anderson has a Blog Talk Radio show called Street Love at 6:30 p.m. So just go to our church website, rfcm.org, and click on Christian Resources for more info on that. Tuesdays, 4 p.m., Minister Richard Overall is here on Blog Talk Radio with his sermon series. So just make sure to tune in for that. Wednesdays at 6 p.m., we have our Bible classes on Zoom. To our church website, rfcm.org, for the login information. Our teacher this week is Deaconess Naomi Carter, and she will be teaching the lesson entitled Jesus Claim to Deity. So you definitely need a book for the class. If you need a book, again, just go to our church website, rfcm.org, and click on our Bible classes tab, and you will be able to get your book that way. Friday, 7 p.m., Bring Back the Family, amen, with Deaconess Kathy Clyburn here on Blog Talk Radio, so make sure to tune into that. And then on Saturdays, again, we're here with our Saturday worship service at 10 a.m. If you care about who's preaching, which honestly really doesn't matter, you can go to our church website and check the preaching schedule, but how about you just call in and listen, okay, and just be blessed by what you hear on Blog Talk Radio on Saturdays during our worship service, amen. The preacher doesn't matter. Just make sure to tune in, amen. So I do have a new announcement, so I need everybody to listen up, all right? So we have a new class that's going to begin on April 1st, all right? So new class beginning on April 1st. I think this is what Pastor calls ad hoc classes, like classes that just kind of pop in and out. They come in, do a little bit of time, and they go back out, amen. So new class beginning on April 1st at 6 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio, and it is entitled The Bible, God's Word to Us, all right? The class is taught by Pastor O. I do believe he said last week the class is a five-week class, amen? And so there is a book. You will need the book. The book was written by Pastor O, amen? I love the fact that he gets to write books, and then he gets to teach us his books to us. He gets to teach us his books, amen? I think that's pretty awesome, especially for somebody who's like, I am not a writer. And I don't write books, and he's written tons of them already. So I think it's pretty awesome that Pastor O gets to write his books, and then he gets to teach us his books. Amen. So you will need a book. Again, it was written by Pastor O. For those of you who are members of Run for Christ Ministries, the book is free. And I did hear Pastor O mention, excuse me, you know, if you are a regular visitor to Run for Christ Ministries, you know, at least several times a month, you are, you know, in our service, or if you, you know, listen to what we have going on Blog Talk Radio, the book is going to be free for you as well. So if you come to church in person, you can see Sister Sheila for the book, or you can email or text Pastor O. I don't know that you just should be calling Pastor O, because Pastor O is very busy, but praise God, he has a phone that was made in this century. Amen. He has done an upgrade. So Pastor O knows how to read text messages, get text messages, and praise God, he knows how to respond to them. Amen. No more Smithsonian phone. Praise God. So I do suggest that maybe you just email Pastor O or text him, because if you tell him, he has a horrible memory and he is going to forget and you won't get a book. Okay? So if you're in person, see Sheila. She'll get your information to make sure you get a book. Or if you want to email or text Pastor O, you're more than welcome to do that. But all of that needs to be done by March 16th. So you've got essentially a week. Okay, so if you're going to participate in the class, make sure you're saying something to Sheila or Pastor O by March the 16th so they can document how many books are needed for the class and everyone can get their class. I mean, excuse me, everyone can get their book for class that starts on April 1st. Amen? Amen. All right. Remember that everything that we have here on Blog Talk Radio is recorded, archived, and free. All of our classes and our services are recorded. They go to the website about 10 minutes or so after we're done, and you have it there available to download, to share, to re-listen, to do whatever you need to do with it. So just check out our church website, again, rfcm.org. You got jobs, books, resources, and more, again, all to you for free. Use it for yourself however often you need to. Like I said, download services, whatever, and make sure to share it with others. Amen. We got the good news going on here on Blog Talk Radio, and you definitely, definitely, definitely want to share the good news. Amen. As far as tithes and offerings are concerned, if you want to pay your tithes or offerings online, you can go to our church website, rfcm.org, and just click the tithes and offerings tab. If you would like to get a love offering for Pastor Terrence Tate, who brought the word today, please feel free to go to our church website and give your love offering there, making sure to specify that your offering is for Pastor Terrence Tate, and we will see to it that he receives it. Amen. And so thank you, and God bless you in advance for sharing with us and with those we help. Amen. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. And so again, eternal life in heaven, okay, because there's an eternal life in hell, and for people who don't choose Jesus, hey, no sugarcoating, straight black coffee, you're going to go to hell, okay? I mean, it's no, we don't have time to be playing patty cake at this point. If you don't choose Jesus, Jesus is the only way to heaven. If you don't choose him, your eternal life will be spent in hell, period. Okay, so eternal life in heaven hinges on your belief in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is no relationship with the Father without the Son, and there is no receipt of the Holy Spirit. Remember, your friends, your guides, your companion, your counselor, okay, without accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere. In Jerusalem, which is your immediate household today, Judea, which is your immediate community today, your grocery stores, your post offices, your libraries, your schools, Samaria, outside of your comfort zone to people in places you wouldn't normally associate with or go to, and to the ends of the earth. And these are people in places you like, nope, not today, tomorrow, this life or the next, okay? But that's not how it goes, all right? If Jesus was saying you will be my witnesses in all of these places, he meant that. He said what he said, okay? So when you talk about Samaria, and this is outside of your comfort zone, the people in places you wouldn't normally associate with or go to, but then you got to think to the ends of the earth. Like, it got to get there, okay? So we're the ones. We're the ones. We're in Christ. We're the body. We're the ones who have to go, okay, and spread the good news. So all those people need the word of God. Okay, and it's our job as witnesses to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ so that no souls are left behind, because honestly, this really isn't about you, okay? Yeah, you get saved to live out the purpose that God has created you for, but your main goal, job number one, to be his witness. And so it's your responsibility to spread the good news of Christ to others. Yep. In the meantime, in between time, Jesus is working on you because we're not perfect, okay? But through us, he's working to get other people brought into the body of Christ so that they can do the same thing that you did for them to others. Okay? So you see how this is kind of like a domino effect. Amen? And so it's our job to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ so that no souls are left behind. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 says that hell, okay, which is a real place, is prepared for the devil and his angels, not people. But we know that, unfortunately, some will end up there in eternal torment, okay? There is no gray area. It is heaven or hell, period. And the only way, again, into heaven, Jesus is your golden ticket, okay? We Willy Wonka in it this morning. Jesus is your golden ticket. Now, in the movie, there was only five, and you got lucky if you found one. But Jesus is the golden ticket for everybody who accepts him, for anybody who chooses him. He's your golden ticket. And you automatically got VIP seating in heaven. Amen. So life is short. We know that God is not bound by time, but we are. And so Psalm chapter 90, verse 12 says to teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Okay, John chapter 14, verse 3 says that I, and that I is Jesus, okay, am going away to prepare a place for you. And I will come back and take you to be with me where I am. The one thing we know Jesus is not is a liar, okay? So if he says that he is going away to prepare a place for you and he will come back and take you to be with him where he is, again, Jesus said what he said, and it's the truth, amen? So, again, he's the way, the truth, and the life, all right? And those whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Don't you want to be free? Everybody wants to be free, amen? Once again, we ask your continued prayers on everyone, everywhere, all of the time. Please continue to pray for Sister Keela Freeman, who is home recovering from her surgery. Continue to pray for Sharon Abraham. Please pray for Deacon Charles Mackey's mother, who is in the hospital. And Deacon McMahon is very, very close with his mother, so please make sure to keep him and her lifted up in prayer. Please pray for all of our mothers at Running for Christ Ministries, Mother Marilyn, Mother Persia, Mother Cheryl, and Mother Irma. Pray for Deaconess Naomi Carter, Deaconess Nicole Seabrook, Nico Gaston, Darius Freeman, Reese, our pastors, and our students, especially our college students. You know, they have a lot going on. It is not easy to transition from childhood to young adulthood. You have a lot of college kids out here who are in college for a variety of reasons. Some of them, it's because they want go and get into specific professions. Some of them are having to live by the world standards of things and what their peers are telling them they should do. Some kids are being forced into college education so that their families can have bragging rights about them going to specific schools, because it's a family tradition that everybody has to go to the school. But we all have to realize that college may not be for everyone, and you don't want to send your child out into the world to be a full-blown adult on their own in college, but yet you as a parent or as a family have not prepared them for what this world is. And I will say again, if you are not giving your children the foundation of Christ, you are setting them up to be demolished and devoured by Satan, okay? So again, pray for all of our kids, but especially our college students. They have a lot going on. They're trying to study. They're trying to live in dorms. They're trying to be independent. They're trying to live up to standards. They're trying to do all of these things, all while trying to grow up. Okay, so please remember to keep them lifted up in prayer. Also, pray for parents, okay, all of our kids everywhere, and our government leaders. I believe this is an election year. I am not a political person, but I know it is a hot mess. Okay, so please continue to pray for those who have the rule over you, all right? Please, please pray for all those, again, who are unsaved, that they may come to know the love of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice made for them to have eternal life with him. Continue to pray for those in the body of Christ to be witnesses for the Lord in the way that we live and the way that we show love to one another, okay? Remember that you may be the only Jesus that people see, so you have to make sure to represent him accordingly. When Jesus came to earth, he was a representative of the Father. Okay, and so he would go off and he would pray, and everything Jesus did, he would reach back and talk to his Father because he knew where his help came from. Okay, our help comes from Jesus, all right? And so it's our responsibility to go out and be representatives of Christ everywhere we go. Sometimes I say, I don't want to be the light. Let me unscrew my bulb and unplug this lamp from the wall. But I have the Holy Spirit in me. So greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So even that little bitty tiny light in a dark room or in a dark space is going to illuminate. Okay, so just make sure that you represent Jesus wherever you go. Amen? We also just want to remember that we pray for all those who are bereaved, mourning, and grieving everywhere. That's nonstop going to be until we are no longer on this earth. So remember to keep everyone lifted up in prayer. Amen? Happy birthday to all the Blog Talk listeners all around the world who celebrated their birthday this past week, or if you're celebrating today, amen. A very happy and blessed birthday goes out to our Run for Christ ministry members. So Pastor Jonathan kicked off the month with his birthday on the 1st. Both Alana and Amir celebrated their birthdays on the 7th. Daylin celebrated her birthday on the 8th. Pastor Sprale, Tate McClendon's husband, James, celebrates his birthday on the 10th. Darius Freeman celebrates his birthday on the 17th. And Ayana, one of Kat's kids, amen, celebrates her birthday on the 20th. So happy, happy birthday again to each and every one of you. Amen. Lastly is your devotional. Amen. And this one is entitled Phone Numbers. All right, this is by Pastor Jeff Shreve from In His Heart Ministries. I love them. I read them, and that's why you get them. All right? So it reads as follows. Thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 2 and 3. So do you know God's phone number? Someone asked me that question years ago. I was a little taken aback, and I didn't quite know how to answer. The questioner saw that I was puzzled and added, well, I know God's phone number. It is Jeremiah 33 and 3. God has promised that when we call on him, the creator and sustainer of the universe, he is faithful to answer us. He never lets the line go to voicemail. How cool is that? Just last week, I heard a snippet of a sermon from Dr. Charles Stanley. Rest in peace, Dr. Charles Stanley. He has gone on home to be with the Lord. He was talking about the priority of prayer in the life of a believer. He said these insightful words. We stand tallest and strongest on our knees. That is where we make the greatest impact and we experience the greatest power and energy and strength to face whatever we have to face in life. Prayer is that choice tool that God has given us to reach him, to speak to him, to plead before him, and to receive from him. And I think one of these greatest blessings that God has given to us, the blessing of prayer, we take for granted. So, taking prayer for granted, is that true of you? Do you take prayer for granted? Do you find yourself going through the motions of prayer, mindlessly repeating a laundry list of needs to God while you try to keep yourself from falling asleep? Do you engage in, quote, check-the-box praying? Or do you truly connect with God in meaningful conversation? Perhaps you have heard it expressed this way. A Christian will never rise higher than his or her prayer life. If a vibrant prayer is lacking in your life, the power of God will be lacking also. You see, prayer links our nothingness to God's almightiness. Let me say that again. Prayer links our nothingness to God's almightiness. Prayer can do anything God can do, and God can do anything. So let me encourage you to pray, and pray big. In Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27, the Lord asks this rhetorical question, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me?" Of course not. There is no problem in your life or mine that God cannot handle and handle with ease. So, what's the challenge? Now, one of the difficulties regarding prayer is the fact that prayer answers are not often instantaneous. Most of the time, we pray about a need or a burden for days, months, and even years before we see the desired answer. I read where George Mueller, the great Christian evangelist, prayed faithfully for a man's salvation for 52 years. And Mueller never saw this man come to Christ. Yet the man for whom Mueller prayed trusted Christ as Savior and Lord after Mr. Mueller's funeral. Jesus taught his followers that men are always to pray and not to faint or not lose heart and quit. Amen. That's Luke chapter 18, verse 1. So if anyone asks you, what's God's phone number? Be ready to tell them it's Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. When we call to him and keep calling, refusing to quit, he will be faithful to answer us in his perfect timing. Amen? Amen. Call on Jesus. Amen? Ain't that what we say? Call on him. Amen. That's about your announcement.
Hey,
I wasn't first singing, and that was going to be bad.
Hey, wait a minute, Chris.
Jesus,
I'm calling
on the main
line. I'm calling.
Okay, call
hey, Jesus, wait a minute. Let me get my phone. Where my phone at?
Get him on the main line. Main line.
Jesus on the main line.
Okay.
Tell him what you want. Oh,
yes.
Oh, oh.
Amen.
Jesus on.
There we go.
See, that's my part, though. Oh, oh, oh. That'd be me in that song.
Right.
When you hear that and say, I wonder who that is. That's Pastor O. He's
talking.
Amen.
Amen.
But that's true, though. You know, we get to actually talk to the God and creator of the universe, and he wants to hear from us. That, I believe, is what you call amazing grace, that God really wants to hear from us. And we get to talk to him and not be crazy. We ain't talking into the air. You know, people see you talking to God. You know, I'm talking to God. Okay, I'm getting off at the next
stop.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. Lord have mercy.
Is he talking back? Yes, he's talking back.
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting off right here out the window. Amen.
Amen.
But
Amen.
It's true. It's true. We
it
actually
true.
Get to communicate with the God who made us. Who made
Absolutely.
All this. And that amazes
Amen.
Me, and that's why we be talking all day. You know, is
Amen.
That pray without ceasing?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Whew. All right, Crystal, I got to get out of here. I got some stuff. Wow, look at that. We got 10 minutes. We ought to preach a sermon. Amen.
No.
Oh, yeah.
We've already done that.
What do you mean?
Amen.
No.
Terrence did it. I just about did it. We're good. We're good.
Terrence,
okay.
Jesus. The only way to heaven. You know that when I heard that title, I was like, that is a powerful word right there.
That's
okay, because
right.
the devil
right.
got people believing that the Nation of Islam can get you to heaven. They don't even have one. I heard this morning that Allah say he created the heavens and the earth.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Not
I don't care what kind of heaven they got. I want to go to the heaven that Terrence was preaching about over there in John 14.
Amen.
That is the place
Amen.
Where Jesus went and prepared a place for us. I want to go there.
Amen.
And I
Amen.
Say that on Facebook
Amen.
All the time. People talking about you're a Muslim, but you're talking about you're going to be with your loved one again. And your loved one was a Christian. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You can't get to the only way you can get where your loved one is who believed in Jesus. You've got to believe in Jesus to get to be in that place where they are. And you know, and it's sad that people believe you just die and go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see my loved one again. No, you're not. Not unless you have the same Christ they had. Amen.
That's right.
Y'all need Pastor Terrence Tate email address and stuff. I got it, so you can call and fuss at it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because he put it out there. You know how Terrence preached.
Sure
he preached like, yo, he don't care.
Mm-hmm.
He stone
don't
me.
Care.
I don't care. Get your little rocks together. Go ahead and stone me. I'm still going to preach.
I'm right. And I'm going to heaven. If you hit me in the right spot, I'll be with Jesus and I'll be perfect. Amen. So we good either way.
Amen. I actually don't have any announcements. Ain't that good? Amen.
Praise
Thank you, Crystal.
Praise God. You're
Appreciate
welcome.
You.
Have Amen.
A blessed day.
Amen. You too. I can't, Pastor Earl. I just can't.
I'm a grown 20-year-old over there. I'd say, what's up?
I know. I sure will. I can't believe it. Amen. Pray for me. Help me, Jesus.
All right. Be blessed, my sister. Love you.
You too. Love you too.
Amen. Thank God for each and everyone who came in today to make this service happen. Thank you, Deaconess Kathy Clyburn. Thank you. Who did our scripture reading and prayer? Thank you, Deaconess Mary Tate. Amen. I want to thank you for that. And I want to thank Pastor Jonathan Tate for that altar call. And, of course, the man of the hour, Pastor Terrence Tate, for that word, Jesus, the only way to heaven. Is the only way. Don't let the devil trick you into believing you can just go because your loved one went. No, the only way your loved one went is they confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior. If you prayed with him and accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're going to heaven. But what you need to do is go to our church website and click on Salvation Prayer. On that page, what you're going to find is some information on what a Bible-based church looks like. If you live in this area, we'll see you tomorrow morning or whenever you get a chance to come out and worship with us, okay? But if you don't live in this area, there is a Bible-based church right where you live. Amen? So go over there, rfcm.org, and click on Salvation Prayer. It's right on the opening page under the worship services. Yeah, you go right there to the worship services, and you'll see Salvation Prayer on that page. It's information about what a Bible, everybody tell us go find a Bible-based church, but what is a Bible-based church and how do you recognize it when you see it? The information for that is on that page. Also, I just created a new page on our website for the new Bible class. So if you need information about Running for Christ, period, go to our church website. If you want information on this Bible class, go to our church website and click on Bible classes, and then click on the Bible, God's Word to us, and get all the information you need right there. On that page also will be the review questions. They'll be posted every week, okay, on that page. So you can get the review questions there. You can get the review questions in church. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Why? It's the day the Lord made. You didn't make it. And he said, rejoice and be glad in it. So you just go ahead and do what the Lord tell you. Rejoice and be glad in it no matter what. Remember, you are an overcomer. And now for the benediction. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the whole church said, amen.
now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in the light every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the sky. Only he can save my life, and only he can hear my cry. I wanna thank you, God, for giving me one more day to raise my voice and to sing your praise. I sing it out loud. I sing it all day.
Say amen.